Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's going on? It's Sunday night, 8 p.m. My name is Max Format, and this is Sub Terror Sound.
Going on Sunday evening, it's 8 p.m.
This is Sub Terror Sounds with yours truly, Mass Formatic, on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank you for taking your time out of this evening and joining me on Sub Terror Sounds. Sub meaning below or under. Terror meaning terrain or ground. Sub Terror Sounds, part of the Trivium Cafe Radio Network. How am I sounding? I'm going to give the number straight off. Right off the bat, I want to know how I'm sounding. I'm feeling good. Got some new equipment. Did a little test before. Think it's lovely. Give me your feedback. The number here, 347-989-1084. Hit number one. I'll bring you on. Feeling good. It's Sunday evening, November 1st. Time flying by. Love this time of year. Sub Terror Sounds. This is art. Artists. And artistry against authority. Key word or key part of that phrase is against authority. Against your rulers. You were not made to be ruled over. We're going to talk about it. That expression of the soul through that third part of the quadrivium music. Yeah, we'll be talking about that. Once again, this is Sub Terror Sounds. My name is Mass Formatic. Rejuvenated, recharged, revamped, re-energized for this episode. Feeling good. I'm going to be saying that throughout the next hour. And that's just letting you know where my vibratory frequency is at the present moment. Like I said, this is art, artists and artistry against authority. Rebel music, the rhythm of the revolution, true revolution, not false rebellion. Right. That's the only true revolution. The boom bap rhythm of true activism, the science of sound, the science of speech, and the written word. Yes. Poetry, literature, film, and more. Pain, the joy, the battle, the victory, the rise, the fall, the woven fabric of history. The true, the bold, the honorable, the daring. The expression of the soul for the experience and sharing. The concealed, the esoteric, the hidden, the occult. The elevated minds combined to generate the collective electric bolt. The art, the action, the many, the some, the clap and the hum in the rhythm of the drum. What's the rhythm of your revolution? Once again, this is Sub Terror Sounds. Please visit www.triviumcaferadionetwork.com. Once again, www.triviumcaferadionetwork.com. It's there where you can link to all of our social media, as well as see, hear, all that we got to offer. Raul the Bull, he's always working on that website. Big props to Raul the Bull, host of the Bull Ring. Bull's Two Cents. That's right. As well as my partner, every Thursday night, 9 p.m. in the Trivium Cafe. We got Taking Off the Blinders, Sub Terror Sounds, the Bull's Two Cents, Trivium Cafe. You want to reach us off air? TriviumCafe@gmail.com. You'd like to comment, question, you can do so on the Facebook event page. I may answer and respond. Once again, the number here, 347-989-1084. That's 347-989-1084. Hit number one, and I'll bring you on. Speak your mind. I encourage it. I want it. I long for it. However, you are responsible for your words. We wouldn't have it any other way. And as Raul the Bull would always say, this is where we start the conversation. We don't end it. Art, artists, and artistry against authority. Authority from the Latin, auctoritas. Your rulers, your controllers, your so-called authorities. Music. That's the third step of the quadrivium. Music, number in time. Rhythm, frequency, vibration, based in the positive, because positive action for positive change. You want change? You got to do something. A lot of armchair, a lot of armchair quarterbacks, a lot of complainers out there. It's time to get up and do something. What's that proverb? I'm about to butcher it. Journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step. Let's do this. Positive action-based solutions. That's what we're talking about. Trivium. Ever heard of that word? The trivium is the ancient methodology on how to learn. I'm going to be talking about the Trivium Cafe Radio Network. We have the Trivium Cafe. Me and my man, Raul the Bull, every Thursday evening. From the Latin, trivium, a place where three roads meet. We're talking about grammar, logic, rhetoric. Always a fixture of all of our broadcasts here on TCRN. Always going to hear that. So get familiar with the term trivium. Trivium. Anyway, moving along. Shout outs. Yeah. As always, international music hustlers. My man, Equinox Beats out of Long Island. Check him out on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Big up to Ryan, Mike, and RIP, Raking in Paper, as always. IMH on Facebook as well, so follow the group. Big shouts to my man GC, doing that vibe music. And as always, the Unknown Poet, doing his thing right here in the Tampa Bay area. Always doing his thing. Yeah. It's November 1st. I'm just going to let that be Rogers for a second. Yo, hit me up if you know what it is. Favorite of mine. Moving along, it's November 1st. You know, we just got off of Halloween. From the Celtic shaman. And then later on in the Christian tradition of All Hallows Eve, but the pagan holiday, the Celtic tradition of shaman. October 31st to November 1st, that pagan holiday of the harvest, the dying days. This was the midpoint between autumn equinox and the winter solstice. Now this shaman corresponds to the sunrise at the hill of Tara in Ireland. Just like the correspondence of the sunrise at Newgrange, another dirt mound in Ireland, on the winter solstice. You know, it's funny, a lot of our holidays, a lot of our so-called traditions, our modern contemporary celebrations, all have a esoteric, occultic root. Halloween, otherwise pronounced Shaween, or from the Celtic, Shaman. Festival of the Dying Days, you know, the jack-o'-lantern with the really sad, horrid, scary face. This was the symbol of the dying sun. The sun was dying. The pumpkin being the representation of the dying sun with the face of dread. Interesting time of year. October 30th, very odd deaths We have the death of Jam Master Jay, still to this day unsolved, back in 2002. Jam Master Jay, one of my personal inspiration and influences when it comes to DJing. Yeah, Jam Master Jay of Run DMC, still unsolved. October 31st, Halloween, we got the death of Houdini. Mysterious in and of itself. River Phoenix, the actor. Part of these string of celebrity Hollywood young actors and actresses dying. On November 1st, we have the Maastricht Treaty that takes effect. You don't know what the Maastricht Treaty is? That's the essentially the treaty that established formally the European Union back in 1993. All these things have been in the works for a long time. It's what does David Icke call it, the totalitarian tiptoe? Well, we have one step in the tiptoe, the Maastricht Treaty. Back in 1993, November 1st, the Maastricht Treaty, formally establishing the European Union. Because, you know, you can figure it's much easier to rule one big country than like 40 small countries. Much easier to do that. On November 2nd, we have the Balfour Treaty, 1917. I'm going to get into that in a minute. The Balfour Treaty. November 2nd, October 31st. This is a weird one for me. I just looked this up today. It's very strange. Joseph Stalin's body is removed from Vladimir Lenin's tomb. Stalinists wanted to get him as far away from the legacy of Vladimir Lenin. Get him as far away as Lenin as possible in that situation. I'm going to have to get into some deeper research. Yeah, Joseph Stalin's body removed from Vladimir Lenin's tomb. Yeah, back in 1961. Interesting. Season of Sacrifice. Getting into some real occultic, esoteric issues and topics here, because we all know autumn, the dying of the leaves and the trees, the leaves are falling, the dying season. Approaching old man winter, the season of death, and then spring, the rebirth, so on and so forth. Well, we have at the end of March, leading into May 1st, have a spring season of sacrifice or death, where there's a certain cluster throughout history at this time of year, where we're talking about death. Huge moves on the subversive level when it comes to geopolitics. A lot of moves and events being formed and shaped around this time for mostly nefarious purposes. Always around this time. But we have a season of sacrifice also, of course, logically, in the season of death right around now. It's the midpoint between the equinox of autumn and the solstice of winter. A lot of pagan rituals take place. May 1st, that's that infamous Illuminati birthday inscribed on the back of the $1 bill in Roman numerals. We have MDCCLXXVI, 1776, from the infamous Adam Weishaupt and his faction of the Illuminati. But you know what? I just want to say something. From now on, when I mention the Illuminati, I want to stress this. I'm not the first person who who gets into this and says this. We are the Illuminati. We are the children. We are the beings of light. The Illuminati, the bad guys, so to speak, the New World Order, the this or that, they work in the darkness. They are the children of darkness. We are the children of light. And you know what the problem is that we don't even know it. Too much of us don't realize that the human potential. But anyway, I digress. Season of sacrifice. Spring and the fall. Seems coincidental? Maybe not. Check it out yourself. Now, moving on, I wanted to get into the Balfour Treaty or the Balfour Declaration. Take a little sip of water here because it's a bit lengthy and I want to make it very clear what it is, because it's an important topic which has effects and repercussions to this very day. The Balfour Declaration, a letter from British Foreign Secretary Arthur James Balfour to Walter Rothschild, the second Baron Rothschild of the Rothschild banking dynasty. This was the British support for a Zionist state to be established in Palestine, subsequently stealing the land and giving it to someone else. But why? The British were losing World War I to the Germans, and they needed a big financial boost for the war machine. They needed the tides to turn their way. So, an opportune Rothschild moment arises, where the British made a deal. If the Rothschilds put further and more funding on the side of the British in World War I, thus allowing the British to rise victorious, the British promised to give the land of Palestine to the Rothschilds and establish, steal, a Zionist state. Now, how did the British give Palestine to the Rothschilds if it wasn't theirs to begin with either? Simple. Just steal it from the control of the Ottoman Turks. Then, later on, 1948, after two world wars funded by the Rothschilds, the state of Zionist Israel is formed. Thanks to the funding of the Rothschild banking dynasty, the British government wins the wars of the 20th century. 1917, the Balfour Declaration or treaty, however you want to term it. Once again, all these treaties, declarations, part of the totalitarian tiptoe. Want to know what's going on in Israel and Palestine today? This is just one of those key markers, a key marker point along the chronology in this chain of events when it's concerning the Israel-Palestine situation between the Zionist creation. And let me be very specific about Zionism, Zionist, the political movement. There's nothing anti-Semitic about being anti-Zionist. It's like being anti-Democrat or being anti-Republican or being anti-communist or being anti-socialist. It's a political ideology of suppression, racism, control. Period. Straight up. And it is not, I want to make it very clear, Zionism is not a representation of the Judaic faith. It masks itself in the Judaic faith. Anyway, you want to know what's going on in Israel and Palestine today? Check out the Balfour Declaration, 1917. Also, watch the movie Lawrence of Arabia. If you like watching movies, watch Lawrence of Arabia. It's an excellent movie. Peter O'Toole. So what do we got now? Moving on. Oh, one last thing I wanted to mention. Right around that time, the beginning of the 20th century, we had the house, the royal house of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, changing the family name to Windsor. That sounds a little more English, you know, Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. That doesn't sound too English, you know. Windsor sounds more proper. That's not their real name. And they're not English. They're German. As well as many other royal houses throughout old Bavaria, all over Central Europe and beyond. They were never English to begin with. They changed their name to Windsor. Anyway, moving on. One thing I'm going to be mentioning probably a lot in the next year, because it's all over the mass media, you know, the mind control mass media, the ass media, straight up. We're talking about the elections. You got to choose between two vampires, two psychopaths that want to rule and hold sway in a position of power over other human beings. Psychopath, straight up. Don't get caught up in the left-right paradigm. The idea, this thought of the difference between left and right. You know, it's the feminine right brain and the male left brain. You know, we got the feminine representing the blue, the water. Those are the Democrats. You know, the Democrats are concerned with a strong domestic policy of the homeland, like a mother will be concerned of the domestic policy of the home. This is the feminine right brain acting upon the property of water, femininity, passivity, right brain, in contrast to the male left brain, the male dominated red. This is in the arena of American politics. They're the Republican or the neocon. They're very concerned with the foreign policy, a strong foreign policy. They're very interested in things and issues, very interested in things and issues that are going on outside of the home, abroad. Republican and Democrat is nothing but a play upon a Trotskyite and a Stalinist ideology, straight up. Leon Trotsky and Joseph Stalin. One hand, you have a world communism approach. On the other, you have a more home state communism approach in Stalin. Trotsky being the world view of communism, Stalinist mainly the state view of communism in control. The two hemispheres of the brain in conflict. They flipped it around, causing conflict between the two hemispheres of the brain, the red and blue, combining to make purple. This is the crown chakra. Purple crown, crown royal. What color is the bag crown royal comes in? Purple. That's not just a coincidence. This is the two pillars of Jachin and Boaz in the Freemasonic legend. The two pillars, the male and the female, coming together. Political scene, the polarization, the divide and the conquer. But before I go on, get a little to a little piece of audio from George Carlin. Give me a moment to cue it up, and we'll get his thoughts on what it's like to vote.
Hey, boys and girls, that important day.
Wrong audio.
Now, there's one thing you might have noticed I don't complain about. Politicians. Everybody complains about politicians. Everybody says they suck.
Yeah.
Well, where do people think these politicians? They don't fall out of the sky. They don't pass through a membrane from another reality. They come from American parents and American families, American homes, American schools, American churches, American businesses, and American universities, and they're elected by American citizens. This is the best we can do, folks. This is what we have to offer. It's what our system produces. Garbage in, garbage out. If you have selfish, ignorant citizens, you're going to get selfish, ignorant leaders. And term limits ain't going to be any good. You're just going to wind up with a brand new bunch of selfish, ignorant Americans. So maybe it's not the politicians who suck. Maybe something else sucks around here, like the public. Yeah, the public sucks. There's a nice campaign slogan for somebody. The public sucks. Fuck hope. Fuck hope. Because if it's really just the fault of these politicians, then where are all the other bright people of conscience? Where are all the bright, honest, intelligent Americans ready to step in and save the nation and lead the way? We don't have people like that in this country. Everybody's at the mall, scratching his ass, picking his nose, taking his credit card out of his fanny pack and buying a pair of sneakers with lights in them. So I have solved this little political dilemma for myself in a very simple way. On election day, I stay home. I don't vote. Fuck them. Fuck them. I don't vote. Two reasons I don't vote. First of all, it's meaningless. This country was bought and sold and paid for a long time ago. The shit they shuffle around every 4 years doesn't mean a fucking thing. And secondly, I don't vote because I believe if you vote, you have no right to complain. People like to twist that around. I know. They say, well, if you don't vote, you have no right to complain. But where's the logic in that? If you vote and you elect dishonest, incompetent people, and they get into office and screw everything up, well, you are responsible for what they have done. You caused the problem. You voted them in. You have no right to complain. I, on the other hand, who did not vote, who, in fact, did not even leave the House on election day, am in no way responsible for what these people have done and have every right to complain as loud as I want about the mess you created that I had nothing to do with. So I know that a little later on this year, you're going to have another one of those really swell presidential elections that you like so much. You'll enjoy yourselves. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm sure as soon as the election is over, your country will improve immediately. As for me, I'll be home on that day doing essentially the same thing as you. The only difference is when I get finished masturbating, I'm going to have a little something to show for it, folks. Thank you very much.
Putting it in a way that only George Carlin could have. One of my personal favorites from a master at his craft. True legend, George Carlin. And I miss him so. A thinking man's comedian. It's political, divide and conquer. It's get people at odds over their rulers. The lesser of two evils is still evil. You know, the lesser of two evils, you got to vote the lesser of two evils. The circular logic, the non-thinking, when I hear that, I love this one. If you don't vote, you have nothing to complain about. Yeah, as George said, I love when people say that. You know, choose the lesser of two evils. You know what that sounds like? Straight up, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like, well, this plantation whips their slaves 7 days a week. But the plantation on the other side of the valley, they only whip their slaves 6 days a week. Let's choose the lesser of two evils. Huh? What do you think? No. Evil. Wrong. Immoral. Straight up, it's a wrong action. Evil. Politics in government is dark, occultic mind control. Straight up, two wings of the same eagle. Got a few key questions. I'm going to wait a little bit, but you know what? I'm going to get into another piece of audio. About voting. Stick around. Be back in a minute. I want you to enjoy this piece from Larkin Rose. I'm liking this.
Hey, boys and girls, that important day is almost here, Election Day, and we're counting on you to do your duty and vote. Yeah, your vote is statistically irrelevant and won't change anything, but it's still important that you participate in the process. Of course, voting isn't going to do you any good. It never did, and it never will. You know that. But we still need you to participate in the pseudo-religious ritual called democracy. And here's why. You gotta vote to keep up the illusion that the people are in control. You gotta vote for one of two narcissistic megalomaniacs with no soul. You gotta vote so when they rob you blind, they can say it was with your consent. You gotta vote so that when they lie, cheat, and steal, you think it's you they represent. Yeah, you gotta vote.
I'm allowed to hide in a booth and press a button, and that makes me important.
Worried that you're uninformed and know nothing about the candidates? Who cares? It doesn't matter which empty suit puppet you support. What matters is that you continue to legitimize your own subjugation and enslavement by playing the game. You see, voting lets your masters know that they can do whatever they want to you, and all you'll ever do is pathetically beg for mercy. So pointlessly obsess over elections while they extract from you every scrap of wealth, dignity, or freedom you had left. You gotta vote to keep up the illusion that the people are in control. You gotta vote for one of two narcissistic megalomaniacs with no soul. You gotta vote so when they rob you blind, they can say it was with your consent. You gotta vote so that when they try and rule the world, you'll think it's you they represent. Yeah, you gotta vote. Repeat after me, boys and girls. You gotta vote. Choosing between two slave masters is just as good as being free. You gotta vote. The politicians only want power so they can serve you. You gotta vote. If we didn't have them ruling us, we'd be killing and eating each other. You gotta vote. Extortion and thuggery are good things when they're called law. You gotta vote. Hey, they're elected, so they have the right to do anything they want to you. You gotta vote. People who blindly obey the state are noble, upstanding citizens. You gotta vote. People who disobey the politicians are criminals and terrorists. You gotta vote. If you don't vote, you can't complain. You gotta vote.
If you're finally ready to accept the fact that your vote means nothing, and if you want to know what is needed to actually achieve freedom and justice, then you need to...
Well done. By Larkin Rose. You gotta vote. I like that. You know, it's maybe a little bit of as they say, gallows humor. You know, this is serious stuff. This is not entertainment. But oftentimes it's good to using that art is what I'm talking about. Using that gift, that talent, that skill, that light inside of you. Everyone's got something. As a driver, as a vehicle, as a conduit, as an outlet to get your truth out, your rhetoric, your output, your love, your message of truth, using your skill that you have within you. Positive action-based solution. This is what we're talking about. Excellent piece. Larkin Rose, once again, check it out on YouTube. Larkin Rose, you gotta vote. Well done, animated cartoon video, music video. I don't know who does the artwork, but well done on that as well. Check it out. Larkin Rose on YouTube. You gotta vote. A couple of quick questions. How much time we got left here? We got about 20 minutes, little under 20 minutes. So moving on, a couple of questions, key questions. I'm going to bring this up a lot. I'm going to bring up the Jan Helfeld questions. If you're not familiar with Jan Helfeld, he always is the guy that asks the politicians the tough questions to get them stuttering, contradicting themselves, and looking like the buffoons that they are. So anyway, where does government derive its power? Key question, one word answer. Where does government derive its power? Question number one. Question number two. Yes or no? Can a citizen delegate a right to another, that of which he or she does not have? I'll ask that again. Can a citizen delegate a right to another, that of which he or she does not have? And number three, do the citizens have the right to inflict violence on other citizens? Three questions, one word answer. Where does government derive its power? Can a citizen delegate a right to another citizen, that of which he or she does not have? And do the citizens have the right to inflict violence on other citizens? Key questions. I'll be getting back to that at the end of the show. You know, this is the Jan, or I don't even know how he really pronounces it. Some people call him Jan or Jan. Anyway, he asks the politicians the questions that get him stuttering, you know, fumbling over the words and contradicting themselves on video right there in the interview. Straight up, one word answers. It's not rocket scientist, but there's this veil, this screen that the politicians will have trouble when they get to this point and they start to feel the pressure, because that's what's required, pressure. When they get these pressure questions, you see what they're really made of. This is a very good one with Bernie Sanders, Jan Helfeld. Check it out. You could see Bernie Sanders, presidential candidate, Bernie Sanders, showing his true colors. Check it out on YouTube, Jan Helfeld, interview with Bernie Sanders. He asks him the same questions that I just introduced here. Where does government derive its power? So on and so on. Those three questions, you should see Bernie's reaction. Check it out for yourself. Anyway, moving on. We got about 15 minutes, you know. Very anxious to hear how this episode is going to come out. Got some new equipment. Got some of the bugs and the technical issues straightened out. I'm feeling really good. Audio is on point. Mic's on point. And looking forward to bringing a clear, more streamlined quality delivery with the utmost quality content to you guys out there, all the listeners, to all of our programs that I'm associated with as well, not just Subterra Sounds. That's everything here on TCRN, Trivium Cafe Radio Network. Doing this thing, Subterra Sounds, Sunday evening, 8 p.m. You know, I also want to really thank you for not participating in the modern day circus and bread arena mass distraction called the NFL. Mind control. Mass distraction. Oh, before I get off the air tonight, I just want to say, excellent, excellent episode on the Bulls' Two Cents a few nights ago. Raul the Bull. He had an awesome show Friday on the topic of PTSD. He had some vets call in and share their experiences. And a great show, I think I looked at the charts and the stats, the analysis, analytics or whatever, and I think I saw a good spike on that night. That was just two nights ago. Check it out in the archives. Just go to TriviumCafeRadioNetwork.com. That's going to link to all of our shows, all the archives in the past. Check it out. That's this past Friday. PTSD. Once again, Raul, the Bull. Dope show. Also, we just wrapped up our series on abortion versus eviction on the Trivium Cafe. Yeah, real sensitive subject, but you know what? We cleared up a lot of the non-truths and fallacies. We rooted out a lot of the fallacies and arguments and euphemisms. We got down just to what it is exactly. Straight up, non-biased collection of the facts, the who, the what, the when, the where. We took it back. We stripped away all the garbage. Took it to the workbench for analysis. We got the understanding from the knowledge, and that's the wisdom. We just wrapped it up. Abortion versus eviction, straight up immoral. Abortion, murder. And we just came off of the series before that of murder and killing. Segue right into a topic which concerns murder, straight up, premeditated, planned. I don't care what anybody says. I'm not just going to be soft about it. I'm not going to dance around it. Straight up murder. Anybody who doesn't think so, watch an abortion video being done and tell me that ain't murder. See, I'm getting all riled up. ready for the bull ring, my man, Raul. Yeah. Just want to let you know to the powers that be. We got about 12 minutes left, and oftentimes I'm going to be saying this on the show. They know it. To the powers that be, or shall I say, the powers that shouldn't be. You know, I'm not under your mind control. I'm not one of your moron epsilons. I'm not taking the soma. You know, you got the walking dead out there. See, I'm using some literary, television, art, film, and literary references here. So follow along. I'm not taking the soma. I'm not your moron epsilons. Mm-mm. I'm savage, so you say. You look at us like ants. Mm-mm. The so-called Illuminati, like I said before, we, the true human potential in the infinite places we can go, we are the Illuminati. We are the true Illuminati. Just too many of us don't even know it, don't even care. Not me, not Raul, not Randall Krause, and not a lot of other people. We got about 10 more minutes left. I just wanted to get that out of my system real quick. I'm not taking the soma. I'm not a moron epsilon. For those that don't know about what I'm referring to, I'm talking about A Brave New World. Read the book. Check it out. Aldous Huxley. Just a bit of a recap. You know, tonight I talked about Season of Sacrifice. You know, last evening was Halloween. Little kitties knocking on the door. I ran out of candy. And the typical night for me, always working in the lab late nights, and got a chance to knock out a few things. But tonight on Subterra Sounds, I just got into a little bit of the occultic or esoteric, just touched on, just barely scratched the surface of Seasons of Sacrifice. You know, certain times of a year, with the moon, the stars, where certain sacrifices are made, just like ancient times. It didn't go nowhere. It just went underground. This is the offerings to Molech. Everything from that to just use your imagination. Talked about some of the odd passings, the odd deaths of a few notable people. In particular, you know, Jam Master Jay. This one is in particular interesting to me because I grew up listening to Run DMC. I'm from Long Island. I grew up listening to that stuff. Jam Master Jay was, I mean, just, I always wanted to be a DJ because of dudes like him. Because of dudes like Grandmaster Flash, DJ Premier, just to name a few. And Jam Master Jay was one of those dudes I just wanted to scratch. I wanted a pair of the techniques and just do like he did. I got a chance to see Run DMC in like 2000 or 2001, I forgot, Jones Beach. Amazing show. It was with Aerosmith. And they even did the thing, like the music video back in the day, Walk This Way. So I had a chance to see the man do his thing. It was an amazing show. Run DMC, the Jam Master Jay, man, an inspiration to myself and so many other dudes that came up around that time wanting to DJ and wanting to scratch and do all that stuff on the turntables, inspiration to everybody. And it's very angering that his murder is still unsolved. They had a couple of suspects here and there connecting it with this guy and that guy from some different crews in Queens or whatever. I don't know, man. But, you know, sometimes it kind of seems odd. Some things don't seem like a coincidence. And there's not enough facts surrounding this case with Jam Master Jay that I could speak on it and go into ultimate detail because it's still very cloudy. November 1st, we had the Maastricht Treaty formally establishing the European Union, 1993. Well, that was a great idea. The Balfour Treaty, as I got into before, that little promise note to establish the State of Israel later on in 1948. Look how that happened. Look how that worked out. Got into the elections, left-right paradigm. We'll be touching on that a lot between now and next year. You're arguing back and forth and divide and conquer about your rulers. Those are your rulers. You have no obligation. You should rule yourself. Know thyself. Wake up and grow up. So much of mankind is in that pubescent state of mental maturity. Intro song, I had Stephen Marley, Mind Control, where it says, the destruction of your thought is the corruption of your soul. Or did I get that backwards? Yeah. But that's what it is. Take control, positive action-based solutions. Get your message out. This is art, artists, and artistry against authority. Rebel music, the rhythm of the revolution. True revolution, not that false rebellion. You know what I mean? False rebellion, it's that fake rebellion, fake uprising. The true revolution is the revolution of the mind. The boom bap rhythm of true activism, the science of sound, the science of speech, and the written word, poetry, literature, film, and more. This is Subterra Sounds. My name is Mass Formatic on Block Talk Radio. Subterra Sounds, part of Trivium Cafe Radio Network. Once again, visit www.triviumcaferadionetwork.com. Got a few more minutes left. I'm going to take you out with a little something. I want to thank you once again for joining me on Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Subterra Sounds, sub meaning below or under, terra meaning ground or earth or terrain. Check me out on Facebook, TriviumCafeRadioNetwork.com. Working on a lot of things. We got the new year coming. Raul the Bull, Randall Krause, and myself, Mass4matic. I'm going to see you again this Thursday for a new series on the Trivium Cafe with my man, Raul the Bull. It's going to be exciting, in-depth. We're always going to touch upon the human condition, why it is we're in the state it is, and beyond, using the ancient methodology of how to learn, the Trivium, the three-way path, grammar, logic, rhetoric. Yeah. Thanks once again, and good evening.
When you're being the greatest form of control is where you think you're free when you're being fundamentally manipulated and dictated. One form of dictatorship is being in a prison cell and you can see the bars and touch it. The other one is sitting in a prison cell but you can't see the bar, you think you're free. What the human race is suffering from is mass hypnosis. We are being hypnotized by people like this. Newsreaders, politicians, teachers, lecturers. We are in a country and in a world that is being run by unbelievably sick people. The chasm between what we're told is going on and what is really going on is absolutely enormous.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? Motherfuckers, they control us now, and no one's talking about how they know it's how to be claimed. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, and wanna wake up to a jet in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day.
Everybody is slaves, only some are aware that the government releasing poison in the air. That's the reason I collect so many guns in my lair. I ain't never caught slipping, never underprepared. Yeah, they shade shine on me, they just friggin' proudly. George Bush, the grandson of Aleister Crowley. They want you to believe a lot of the enemy Saudi. The enemy ain't Saudi, the enemy around me. It's fluoride in the water, but nobody know that. It's also a prominent ingredient in Prozac.
For real?
How could any government bestow that? A proud people who believe in political throwback. That's not all that I'm here to present you. I know about the Black Pope and Solomon's Temple.
Yeah.
About the Vatican assassins and how they will get you. And how they clone Barack Hussein Obama in a test tube.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now. And no one's talking about how they made us out of the grave. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, I wanna wake up to a jet in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end.
Whoever built the pyramids had knowledge of electrical power. And you know that that's the information that they suppress and devour. Who you sit the motherfuckers to crash in the tower? Who you sit that made it turn into ash in an hour? The same ones that invaded your own. The ones that never told you about the skeletons on the moon. Yeah, the ones that poison all the food you consume. The ones that never told you about the Mount Vesuvius tomb. The bird flu is a lie, the swan flu is a lie. Why would that even come as a surprise? Yeah, the polio vaccine made you die. It caused cancer and it cost a lot of people their lives. Did y'all know about Bohemian Grove? How the world leaders sacrifice the children in robes? Lucifer is God in the public school system. I suggest you open up your ears and you listen.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us out of their graves. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, they wanna wake up to a jet in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day.
The greatest hypnotist on planet Earth is a oblong box in the corner of the room. It is constantly telling us what to believe is real. It's human persuasion that what they see with their eyes is what there is to see. Because they'll laugh in the face of an explanation that portrays the bigger picture of what's happening. And they have.